जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। ओके, कार्तिक 2020, वृंदावन माई मामृता, राधा माई माँ, ग्लोरी टू राधा रानी, शतक 11, टेक्स्ट 32। अचाल कैरी वाचाल चलाली खले सुब्रता, वक्षरु एव कुसुमस्तबकेनावाली, कांचन यदात किशलेन सुपानी नेव, तन्वस्तरंग सुषमा ऋषभानुजाया। The curly hair of Sri Radha is just like hovering black bumblebees. Radha's charming rounded breasts are decorated with a garland of budding flowers. And Radha appears like a delicate golden creeper. In this way, Vrishabhanu Nandini looks exquisitely beautiful. Another translation. In Vrindavan, the restless black bees are like Radha's curling hair. The clusters of flowers on the blossoming vines are like Radha's very full breasts, and a golden budding twigs are like the fingers of Radha's hands. This is a verse describing Prabhupada Saraswati is having a vision of Radharani, and he's remembering it. He's just glorifying Radha, some aspects of Radharani's transcendental, divinely beautiful form. Her curly black hair looks like a swarm of bumblebees hovering over. And her charming rounded breasts are decorated with a garland of budding flowers, and she appears like a golden creeper. Kusumavali, Angasushama Vrishabhanujaya. All glories to Vrishabhanandani, who has this extraordinary beauty. That short verse. This curly hair looks like bumblebees. It's 11 Satika, takes 41. This is about Vrindavan. Radharani is Vrindavaneshri. She's the queen of Vrindavan. So you take Radharani out of Vrindavan, there's no Vrindavan. And you take Vrindavan away from Radharani, there's no Radharani. Dharmam na janami janam yata vapya dharmam sadyam na janam yata vapya sadyam sankalpa esho adya krito krihitva tirzambu brinda vipinam nahatam. Saraswati Bhad says, when he takes a sankalpa, brinda vipina nahatum. I don't know what dharma is. I don't know what adharma is. I don't know what the goal of my life. Sadya dharma najani, adharma najani, sadya najani. And I don't know what is not the goal of my life. But adya, today, I make a promise while touching the water of the holy tirtha of Vrindavan, Tirthambu, that I will never leave the forest of Vrindavan. This is my sankalpa, this is my solemn, solemn vow, my irrevocable vow. Today I make a promise while touching the Yamuna Jal or Radhakund Jal, Tirthambu, I will never leave Vrindavan. What's a nice sankalpa. Even if one's not living in Vrindavan, one should take this sankalpa, this affirmation, this vow, this determined vow that if I'm not living in Vrindavan, I should take a vow from today forward that my mind will always live in Vrindavan. May my mind never move away, forget Vrindavan or move away from Vrindavan. May my mind always be absorbed in Vrindavan Smarana, Vrindavan, Radha Krishna, Lila Smarana, and Vrindavan. Another translation. I don't know what real Dharma is or what is not real Dharma. I don't know what should be done or not, what should not be done. All I know is I have tasted the sacred water of this holy place. That's interesting. That's funny. It's nowhere in the verse. Anyway, nice idea. I tasted the water of Vrindavan. And now I am determined never to leave this forest of Vrindavan. First translation is better. Because oftentimes sankalpas are taken. You put a few drops of water in your hand and you make a sankalpa and you offer the water back into the water. Like in magma snan, you take the radhakund jal and hold it in your folded palms and your anjali and you make a vow, O radhakund, O magmas, O bhishma patama. I vow in this sacred month of Magh, or in this, during these 5 days of Bhishma Panchaka, I will take bath every day before sunrise in the holy waters of Radhakund. And then you offer the water from your hand, Radhakund water you put in your palm, your right palm, you offer it back to the Radhakund. So that's the standard practice. So this is right way to take a sankalpa. Sankalpa Tirth Ambu. Ambu means water, and Tirth means in the holy land of Vrindavan. Here's a sankalpa. Brinda Vipinam Nahatum. I will never leave Braj. That's a nice idea. Because Vrindavan Dham is Nitya, and all this Maya Jagat is destroyed and burned up by the blazing sun fires and flooded by the pralaya, Mahapralaya, whole universe inundated with water. The Dhamma Vrindavan floats above the waters of Mahapralaya. Vrindavan Dham stands above the waters of Mahapralaya, of floods of devastation, like a lotus flower, shining brightly and colorfully and beautifully, totally unaffected. So Vrindavan Dham, Rajmandal, was unaffected by the comings and goings of the material creation, the manifestation and unmanifestation. So then in that sense, it's nitya, it's a spiritual world. Spiritual world is nitya, it's not manifest, unmanifested like the material world. It's not wound up in the Vishu and unwound again at Prakat and Aprakat. So you take a vow to live in Vrindavan eternally. Sankalpa Vipinam Brinda Vipinam Nahatam. I will never leave. When you say the word never, Nahatam, I will never leave me. Never, word never is an infinite, it's called infinite adverb. Never leave, and that's an adverb. Infinite, it's infinite. So never means never ever. So we someday in our sojourn through body after body, life after life, we get the golden opportunity to Brajavas, live in Vrindavan, and we take this sankalpa Vrindavipina Nahatam. I will never leave Vrindavan. Do or die, it's all for I. So if I live, I'll live in Vrindavan. If I die, I'll die in Vrindavan. And while living, I'll try to serve those feet of Radha and Krishna. And while dying in Vrindavan, I'll try to remember those feet of Radha and Krishna. And hopefully by Radha and Krishna's causeless mercy, and by Vrindatavi's mercy, I'll take another birth in Vrindavan to continue my Vrindavan, and Yoga Maya will allow me to fulfill my sankalpa of never leaving Vrindavan. I may take many births, but let every birth be in Vrindavan, birth after birth in Vrindavan. And if, even when I leave this Bhoma Vrindavan, I'll go to Bhoma Vrindavan, this is Aprakat Lila, I'll leave this Aprakat Lila of Krishna in Bhoma Vrindavan, and I'll appear in a womb of Gopi in Prakat Lila in another Bhoma Vrindavan to prepare myself for going to Goloka Vrindavan. So this Vrindavan, that Vrindavan, that Vrindavan, it's all nitya, it's all eternal. So when we sign in on the Sankalpa, sign in our Sankalpa Vrindavan, I'll never leave Vrindavan. That means forever. I have some years, I live some years more in this body, 20, 25 years, then leave this body. If I don't attain frame, I'll take another body, hopefully in Radhakund, in Vrindavan, Brajmandal, and continue my Sankalpa of never leaving Vrindavan. Sankalpa Vrindavipinam Nahatam. It's a very nice verse. Shatak 11, verse 67. The gopis are making some joke about Radharani. Small joke. Light joke. That's actually also a glorification. Savidyo Latika Chamat Kritavati Kachin Narada Sacham Chamboda. Gopi Vijimbate Swanopunar Gopari Rajatmaja. Gopari Raj Atmaja. Lila Deva Teos Teor Navalata Sadman Yapi Syat Saki. Yantranyam Pratibodhya Gopi Chamuda Santosh Ayendradikam. When the divine young couple, Radha and Krishna, were enjoying transcendental pastimes within the groves of Vrindavan, one gopi said to another gopi, while looking through the lattice windows of the walls of the Kunja Mandir, one gopi said, "Hey, Sakhi, this is not Radharani. This is a wonderful bolt of lightning, a lightning bolt. This is not Krishna, the son of the king of the cowards. The Atmaja of Gopati Raj." Gopati Raj is a name for Nanaraj. Gopati Raj Atmaja. "But this is not Krishna, this is some dark cloud. In this way the Sakhi pleased Radha by her words." So Radha and Krishna are lying together when they're just in their transcendental forms without their ornaments and dress. They're lying on a flower bed enjoying intimate relations together, and the golden form of Radharani lying on Krishna looked like a golden lightning bolt embedded in a dark monsoon cloud, dark blue monsoon cloud of Krishna's chest. Another translation here we can read. 67. This is the one gopi said, "This is a wonderful vine of lightning flashes. It's not Radha. And this is a monsoon cloud, it is not the prince of the cowards." Happily speaking these contrary words in the presence of the two devatas of Transcendental Lila in a cottage of flowering vines, one gopi pleased Srimati Radhika. The same basic point. So what we gather from this verse is that there's so many ways that the Sakhis and Mandris. The Sakhis are, Manjis are also Sakhis. There's five types of Sakhis. One is called Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi. And the category of Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi are also known as Dasis, Dasi, Kinkri, or Manjris. And so one of these Gopis or Manjri or Gopi Manjri, Sakhi Manjri, she's speaking to please Radharani. Santosh Ayan Adikam. So she gave a great, great happiness, great satisfaction to Radharani by speaking these words, Sakhi Pratibodhya, by speaking these words. So this shows that there's so many ways Sakhi serve Radharani, make her happy, make her Santosh, make her pleased. One way is just by their speaking. They speak the right, just the right poetry, sometimes at the right juncture in Radha Krishna's pastimes, they sing a love song or sing some song to remind Krishna of Radharani, or sing song to remind Radha Krishna, or sing a song about Radha and Krishna together when they're together. Or Radha Krishna playing holy Then some Sakhi may sing a song about Holi and Krishna, shooting Radharani with a pitchkari, dousing her with gulal, red colored dulal, water dye, colored dye. And so this way we can serve with all our senses, our speaking, our mind, our hands, everything, even our words. Our words can be used in the service of Radharani. That's the example here. Verse 11, Satika, verse 75, Gopi glorifying Radharani. Kim Shri Brinda Vipina Sarasi Rajahamsi Gatim Swam Radham Adyapayadiha Tayadyapita Seva Kim Nu. Kim Radak Shikshayata Chakita Prekshitam Tu Kurangi. Kim Va Tabya Sahaja Madara Seva Jagra Bala. Gopi said, has the female swan, the Hamsa, a royal swan, from a lake in Vrindavan, Vrindavipina Sarasi Rajahamsi, has she taught her elegant, attractive way of walking to Radha? Or is it that Radha taught the swan to walk and glide so gracefully on the Sarasi, Brinda Vipina Sarasi, on the beautiful lake in the forest Vrindavan? Swans, they move so majestically and so beautifully, elegantly across the water. So who taught who? Who gave shiksha to who? Has Radha taught the deer Chakita Prekshitam Kurangi? Kurangi means deer. Female deer. Has Radha taught the female deer, the doe, how to glance restlessly, or has she learned it from the deer? Chakita Prekshitam. Prekshitam means glancing, looking, and Chakita means restless, fidgety glances, restless, excited, restless, playful, excited glances. Another translation. Has a swan, royal swan, Rajahamsi, has a royal female swan swimming in Vrindavan's lakes taught Radha to walk in this way, or has she taught them? Has this sweet girl Radha taught the does their shy glances, or has she learned it from them? There is some gopi glorifying Radharani. Radha and Krishna sitting together, relaxing in a kunj, on a flower bed in a kunj. And a Sakhi comes in, and she just starts speaking to satisfy Krishna's ears and to glorify Radharani, comparing her to a swan. Her way, her gait, her walking gait, so graceful and elegant, and regal and royal, can only be compared to a Rajahamsi. A Rajahamsi and a Brinda Vipina Sarasi, a royal female swan gliding in a lake in the forest of Vrindavan. Such elegant, elegant, classy way Radharani walks. And what about her eyes? Her dancing, frisky, playful eyes, glances at Radharani. Radha Shiksha Yata Chakita Prekshitam Kurangi. Deer known that very beautiful glances and very beautiful eyes. Gopis glorifying Radharani, comparing her to a royal swan and a beautiful female deer, a doe, for the pleasure of Krishna and the kunj. This is Shataka 11. Saraswati Pad speaks some verses about engaging his eyes in Radharani's beautiful, beautiful form. Vrindavana iha kati wa na melanti vidagda gopasundarai. Sundariya. Vare chai pram akshi Kvacha Korash Charati Chandrika Parata. O Sri Radhe, let many reductive Gopasundari, let many clever and colorful, expert coward Gopasundaris live in Vrindavan. But my eyes will be fixed only on you alone. Can a Chakora bird find pleasure from anywhere other than the moon rays? Chakora Charati Chandrika Parata. So the Chakora bird, Charati Chandrika, he only goes to the rays of the moon. He lives on the rays of the moon. Without the rays of the moon, he dies. Chakora bird, special transcendental bird, lives on moonbeams. He dances on the moonbeams and flies into the moonbeams and he drinks the moonbeams. In the moonbeams, he lives. So Saraswati Pad is saying, comparing his eyes like Chakora birds. There may be so many twinkling stars in the sky emitting so much light, thousands of millions of twinkling stars, that a Chakora bird doesn't look at any of those twinkling stars, doesn't fly up to any of them or drink the rays of the starlight, doesn't drink the starlight. He only fixes his mind, where is the moon? I want to see the moon. His whole meditation, his whole objective of his vision, purpose of his vision, is to see the moon and drink the moon rays. So he's saying there may be thousands of star-like gopis, namilanti vidagda gopasundarai, sundaraya. Maybe thousands of clever, colorful, expert gopasundaris, beautiful gopis. I don't care, namilanti, I don't care to meet them, I don't care to see them. But Radhe Twayi Paramakshi, my Akshi, the supreme goal for my eyes is you alone, Radharani. So he's praying, I just want to see Radharani. In verse 112, Satak 11, that's another translation. Let's see another translation. Are there not many very beautiful, intelligent gopis here in Vrindavan? Vidagda Sundari gopis. Are there not many very beautiful, intelligent gopis here in Vrindavan? Oh, Radha, I see only you. Radhe Twayi Paramakshi. Where can a Chakora bird go if he turns away from the moon? In other words, if I don't see Radharani, there's nothing else to look at. Then he says, he's talking, Saraswati Pad and Manjari Sroop is talking about fixing his eyes on Radharani alone, not looking at any other gopi or seeing any other gopi. Then the next verse, he's asking for Radharani to glance at him. Verse 112, Satak 11, verse 112. Shirati ke tram yadi na Prasid Sideyam Atrap Mudrijadbi Tadesha Vrindavana Gatmaloka Kripa Katakshena Sadekshaniya. O Radhika, O Sri Radhike, if you are not merciful, Swami Yadina Prasad, if you're not merciful, I will die. For this reason, please always cast your glance of mercy on this person in Vrindavan. Vrindavana Gatmaloka Kripa Katakshina Sadekshaniya. Always cast your glance of mercy on this person living in Vrindavan. Verse 112, another translation. O Sri Radhika, if you are not merciful and look at me, then my mind and body will become racked with pain, and I will quickly die of grief. For this reason, please always cast your glance of mercy on this person in Vrindavan. Kriva Katakshena. Kata means sidelong, Ikshena means glance, and Kriva means sidelong glance of mercy. Sada Ikshena, he's saying always, Sada, at all times. I'm living in Vrindavan, but without receiving the mercy of Radharani, how can I carry on? So we need a glance of Radharani. Always, the devotee, the Radha Bhakta, the Krishna Bhakta, always he's hankering for Radha Kripa Kataksha, sidelong glance of mercy of Radharani. He goes into the temples of Gopinath and Radha Govinda Dev and Madan Mohan, and he prays to them, prays to Radha and Krishna, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Govinda Dev. Oh, Radharani, please glance at me. Please cast your glance of mercy upon this fallen soul, desperately trying to attain you with his paltry efforts, his meager paltry efforts at bhajan, smaran, and jap. There's another verse, 117 and Shatak 11. So then, hearing this prayer, the sadhaka praying to Radharani, Radharani, if you are not merciful to me and look at me, my heart will break and I will die. So always, please, always cast your glance of mercy on this person in Vrindavan. In other words, without mercy, we can't live. A sadhaka, a devotee, cannot live without receiving mercy. If the mercy stops flowing, the devotee stops living and stops growing. The mercy stops flowing, the devotee stops growing and stops living. His devotion comes to an end. So we have to be always in the, always receiving a continual supply of mercy from Guru Vaishnavas and Krishna, and especially from Kripa Mayi Radharani. Kruna Mayi Radharani, Kripa Mayi Radharani, Kruna Mayi Radharani. So this verse is like another thing about eyes. So Radharani hears this prayer, this desperate prayer, this sadhaka living in Vrindavan. Please, Radharani, please, Radha Kripa Kataksha, Kripa Karo, Kripa Katakshena, Sada Ekshaniya. Always cast your glance of mercy on this person living in Vrindavan, this poor, foolish, ignorant, lazy person living in your holy dhamma, Vrindavan, Sri Radhakund. If you're not merciful to me, I will die. So Radharani hears the anxious, anguished prayers of the sincere sadhaka, and she casts a sidelong glance and reveals her mercy and reveals her beautiful face and form to that crying sadhaka on the banks of Radhakund. And this is told in verse 117 of Shataka number 11. Radhe tuan mukam samukam eva vikas yakshi me samuki anandayati hi kamudam Kamuda Sarit Kevalam Chandra. Oh, beautiful Sri Radha. My eyes fill with joy in your presence. Just as the moon, who is a friend of the Kumud flowers is like Komodaki, is a night blooming flower, Kumud, gives only pleasure to the flowers. So the Kela Chandram, Kamud Surit, the friend of the Surit, Surit means the friend of the Kamud, Kevalam Chandra, is only the moon and his rays can give Anand, can give pleasure, Anandayati, he Kamudam. Kamud gets blissful, receives bliss by receiving the rays of his friend, Chandradev. So similarly, the sadhaka manjaris, devotees practicing manjari bhava upasana, following Raghunandan Bhakti, trying to serve Radha and Krishna, in their mental we can see spiritual bodies, or by meditating on Leelas, they will only feel happy, they only feel Anand if Radharani shows herself to them. Oh, beautiful Sri Radha, my eyes fill with joy in your presence. So when I'm in the presence of Radharani, I feel happy. I'm standing in the Radha Govinda Dev Mandir, Govinda Mandir, and absorbing the beautiful and merciful darshan of Radharani. My mind feels very peaceful, my heart feels very happy. Another translation. Oh, beautiful face, Radharani. Radha Mukha Samukham. Gazing into your face, Vikas Yakshi Me Samukhi. Looking at your face, taking darshan of your beautiful face, makes my eyes blossom with happiness. Akshi Me Samukhi Anandayati. The moon, which is a friend of the Kumud flowers, Kumud Sarit, the moon, which is a friend of the Kumud flowers, which blossom at night in the moon rays, brings only happiness to the Kumuds. So the Kumuds in this analogy are the Sakhi Manjaris, and they find their only happiness when Radharani glances at them. And Chandramukhi Radharani glances at the Manjaris, other tender, compassionate, loving, caring glances, then the Manjaris, they feel Anand, they feel happiness there. This is Shataka 12, verse 37-38. Sri Radha has a beautiful face, beautiful eyes, beautiful breast, thighs, navel, legs, and hands. Similarly, the forest of Vrindavan is decorated with transcendental lotuses, playful deer. I forgot to read that Sanskrit. Anyway. Mountains, riverbanks, beautiful lakes, and trees. Sri Radha's nature is restless, like an active cupid. And Radha appears like a charming golden creeper. Radha is decorated with attractive ornaments and makes sweet sounds as she moves. In this way, Radharani lives in Vrindavan, surrounded by chirping birds. Another translation. Radha's face, eyes, breast, hips, navel, sweet hands, other limbs are very wonderful. It's like Vrindavan is filled with new blossoms, splendid lotuses, playing deer, mountains, and riverbanks. Riverbank beaches are all very beautiful. Radha has a transcendental form, restless with passion, and Vrindavan is filled with flowering golden vines. Radharani is decorated with tinkling ornaments, and Vrindavan is charming with sweet warbling of many birds. So Saraswati Pada is comparing Radharani's transcendental, beautiful form, divine form, and different aspects of her form with Vrindavan forest, different aspects of Vrindavan and the creatures and features of Vrindavan are compared with Radharani. They say that when Krishna is moving in Vrindavan forest, he sees everything in the forest reminds him of Krishna. So there's this comparison here. It says Radharani has a beautiful face. Radharani's beautiful face is just like the beautiful golden lotuses decorating the forest of Vrindavan. And Radharani has beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes. Radharani's dancing, beautiful eyes, are just like the playful deer, playful doe, playful doe and deer in the forest of Vrindavan. Radharani's breasts like the mountains in Vrindavan. So when Krishna sees the golden lotuses in Radhakund, he immediately remembers Radharani's beautiful golden lotus face. When he sees a deer doe frolicking on his left and right here and there, looking at him so lovingly and affectionately, with her wide, moistened eyes, When Krishna sees those playful deer walking beside him as he walks through the forest around Radhakund, then he remembers Radharani's playful deer-like eyes. And when Krishna sees the mountains of Giriraj, the raised peaks of Giriraj, he remembers the large raised mountains of the Shaila, Hema Shaila, the golden mountains of Radharani's breast. And Radharani says, Radharani has beautiful thighs. So when Krishna sees the banks of the river, and he sees the banks of the Yamuna River, he remembers, says here, river banks. When he sees the banks of the Yamuna, river banks on the side of Yamuna, rising, the high sandy banks, tree-lined banks, rising from the waters of the Yamuna, on either side of Yamuna, Krishna is reminded of the beautiful hips and thighs of Radharani. When he sees a beautiful lake, when Krishna sees the beautiful lakes of Vrindavan, then he remembers Radharani's navel. Her navel is like a lake of nectar for Krishna's eyes. Radharani's navel is like a lake with a whirlpool in it. When Krishna sees Radharani's very deep and seductive navel, his eyes rotate around and around and get sunk in the whirlpool of Radharani's beautiful navel. And the trees in Vrindavan, especially banana trees, trunks of the banana trees, they remind Krishna of Radharani's beautiful legs. So Radharani's nature, she's restless like Cupid, and she appears like a charming golden creeper. When Radharani moves here and there in Vrindavan and Radhakund and through the kunjas and the rasa dance, all the ornaments on her body are kankan, her bangles on her wrists, and her kinkini mala, her jingling waist bells, and her nupura, her ankle bells, they all jingle and ring and sing so sweetly like another song, make very sweet sounds where she moves here and there. Another translation says, so just like Radharani's body with all these ornaments of waist bells and ankle bells and bracelets, bangles, they're all jingling and tinkling so sweetly, they sound like the chirping of birds or the singing of birds in Vrindavan. So when Krishna enters the forest, searching for Radharani, where is she, what kunja is she waiting for the sankate, for the meeting? Krishna is searching, and hears all the koil and tota, cuckoo and parrots singing and chirping so melodiously and singing so sweetly. His mind races to the form of Radharani, because he remembers Radharani's jingling waist bells and ankle bells, which make an especially attractive, heart-melting, unforgettable, sweet song when Radha and Krishna are enjoying the flower bed in the kunja together in their intimate, loving intimacies. So that's 6:38 here in Satika 12. Says, Sanila Snigda Vakshojvala Vahala Kache Charu Veni Venim Dadati Kalindi Ramya Venis Triyam Ihana Vyugmadara Satateyam Sananda Sandi Venim Iyam Adi Shishiran Nirjaran Vibratiyam Radha Brindatavi Vayugapad Urutara Snehato Me Ridiyati. Sri Radha's beautiful hair braid is tied with a fine blue ribbon. Notice that it's blue ribbon. It has to be blue because Radharani's favorite color is blue. So when she ties her black hair with a blue ribbon, She feels that she's tying up Krishna in her hair. And the forest Vrindavan has a braid in the form of the dark waters of the Kalindi River, Yamuna. As there is no separation between Radha and Madhav, there's no question of separation for the abode of Vrindavan. Says in Padam Pran, Vrindavanam Pritaja Ekam Padam Nagashati. Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. Radharani never takes a step out of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan means Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna mean Vrindavan. They're inseparable. You can't separate. So there's no question of separating Vrindavan from Radharani or Krishna or Krishna from Radha. As Radha speaks attractive words, Vrindavan also speaks through the cooling waterfalls. The waterfalls, they fall coming down the Govardhan Hill or down Gavarvan or Adi Badrinath. During Krishna's Leela, there's so many waterfalls rushing down the sides of those hills and mountains and bubbling and gurgling as they pass over the polished rocks of Govardhan. And it sounds very like they're speaking. So Radharani's sweet words, they sound like the falling water falling on rocks. The soft gurgling and bubbling and gurgling sounds that water makes as it moves over rocks coming from a waterfall. In this way, may Radha and the forest Vrindavan, who are extremely affectionate to each other, manifest in my heart. So he's praying for Spurti here, of these visions, of these sounds, and Vrindavan, Radharani and Vrindavan. See this other translation. Shatak 12, verse 38. Radha has a splendid face. Radha's splendid, beautiful face is framed by beautifully glistening black braids. It is the place where the beautiful Yamuna flows. The Yamuna is the form of her hair braids. Radha's lips are very beautiful. They're filled with currents of transcendental bliss. And Vrindavan is filled with swift and cooling streams. May this Sri Radha and the forest of Vrindavan simultaneously and affectionately appear in my heart. So this is a prayer for any sadhaka. Wherever we are, even in Vrindavan, we want all these features of Vrindavan and Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani, to appear in our heart. And especially this is important if we're not living in Vrindavan. We pray that these features of Vrindavan will appear in our heart. So that's it for today. I'll give another class tomorrow by the mercy of Krishna and Radharani. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam.